They called themselves a band of brothers, not by blood, but by years. Nick, Bill, and Steven grew up together near Minneapolis and St. Paul, built families, careers, and traditions side by side. Camping trips, cabin weekends, shared meals, life moved forward in familiar rhythm. Time, however, is a quiet hunter. By their mid-50s, the men carried visible baggage, stress, past habits, exposure, family history. Nick stayed active and disciplined, a firefighter who believed vigilance was enough. Bill worked with his hands, ignoring the long-term cost of dust and chemicals. Stephen lived hard, drinking too long, paying the price slowly. They met one Saturday over burgers, laughing, easing into heavier talk. Bill admitted fear, lung spots, overdue screenings. Stephen listened closely. Nick, calm and steady, shared his own experience. Screenings weren't monsters, just information. Knowledge brought control. By the end of the meal, all three agreed it was time to act. Weeks later, Bill brought good news. Polyps removed, lung scare cleared. Stephen, though facing limited time, found hope in early treatment. It appeared as though they were waiting for Nick to walk in the door. Nick never arrived. 5 days earlier, stress and untreated risk collided. A silent tear in his aorta ended everything. No warning, no rescue. Not cancer, not age. Just something unseen. That's the danger of silent killers. High blood pressure, missed screenings, unspoken stress. They don't announce themselves. The lesson the brothers leave behind is simple and costly. Awareness saves lives. Ask questions. Know your history. Get screened. Choose offense over denial, because silence makes the decision for you. From the natural state, this is Public Facing, the podcast. Well, hello and welcome to season two of Public Facing, the podcast, where culture and community meet. We share in everyday voices and extraordinary stories. I'm your host, Joel Holman. I'm so happy that you, my favorite listener, have come by. Today, we're calling all men to gather around and join us for conversations on a variety of topics pertaining to men's health. Far too many men battle silently against many health matters, afraid that speaking up might be seen as weakness, or worse, that they will lose everything dear to them. I know, because once upon a time, I was one of them. Today, we're confronting the myths to shed light on the true nature of some common struggles and encourage honest, supportive conversations. If you're a woman and you've ever wondered about what's really holding us men back from seeking and finding help for our health, this episode is also for you. Future episodes will tackle mental health, prostate health, low testosterone, also known as low T, testicular health, plus things a man ought to know. I'll be sharing resources that can connect you to the health information and professionals who can give it to you straight along the way. Men, too often, we are taught that asking for help means we failed or that we're weak. In reality, Seeking help is an act of courage and of strength. Men from all walks of life, age groups, and tax brackets have started to break down those barriers. Still, the challenge remains for everyday men to feel safe enough to reach out for help. There's a stigma lurking about that says, men must be strong. Well, the stakes are high, and men continue to miss out on treatment at rates much higher than women, despite effective treatments being available. I hope that you'll tune in again and let me know if there's another men's health topic that I may have missed. You can send me a message at hello@publicfacingpod.stream. I'll give you a hint. I did miss, or at least omit, some. I intend to include those over the next few episodes. You're listening to the talk show that deep dives into the true stories, sharing the everyday voices, and shedding light on the positive issues that shape our world. We openly welcome the conversations, testimonies, and personal stories that impact the lives of so many from all locations and all walks of life. Because these stories should always be public facing. Now, our episodes are that of a scripted yet non-scripted talk show. Regardless of what you might hear shared during our time together, my sincere hope is that you can find truth and hope inside the stories that we share. I'm so very thankful for you, my favorite listener. I'm grateful for you being part of this podcasting journey, and I'm hopeful that this episode has inspired a deeper sense of thankfulness and thought about health into your life. You've heard my voice, now let me hear yours. I welcome your feedback on all the topics that we discuss and share here on Public Facing, the podcast. Tell me, how may I best serve you? Join the conversation and share your comments or story ideas, or even just say hello. Send me an email at hello@publicfacingpod.stream. If you're looking for any of our previous episodes, head over to publicfacingpod.stream. You can also find us wherever you find your podcasts. Share us with a friend. As we close today's episode of Public Facing, the podcast, know this. You are the very best part of Public Facing. Connect with us on X at x.com/publicfacingpod. And send us your comments or just say hello at hello@publicfacingpod.stream. Thanks for listening. And until next time, share those everyday voices and extraordinary stories. Keep things upright and public facing.